This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The third round of Hamas-held hostages have been released and are back on the Israeli soil, including a four-year-old U.S. citizen, Abigail Eden.
Abigail was among 13 hostages released today from Gaza under the brokered and sustained, though intensive, U.S. diplomacy. She's now safely in Israel, and we continue to press and expect for additional Americans will be released as well.
Her parents were killed in the Hamas attack that started the war on October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and all nine children, ages 17 and younger, were released today. Israel is going to free 39 Palestinian prisoners in return. A fourth exchange is expected on Monday. Sierra Leone, under a nationwide curfew after gunmen attacked the country's main military barracks and detention centers, freeing or abducting people being detained. Government says they have maintained control of the country. Indian rescuers began drilling vertically on Sunday from the top of the mountain, under which 41 rescuers workers became trapped 2 weeks ago while working on a highway tunnel. Here's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
The rescue plan initially involved pushing a pipe wide enough to pull the trapped men out on wheeled stretchers. But that hit a setback on Friday when a heavy drill broke, leaving rescuers reliant on handheld power tools to break through the rock. The construction workers, who come from some of India's poorest states, have been stuck in the three-mile tunnel being built in Uttarakhand state since it caved in on November 12th. They are safe with access to light, oxygen, food, water,